This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
President Trump continues to be a target in the mainstream media. Take a listen to this one, made about him after his Thursday rally.
There's no way anyone who knows Donald Trump but is not bought in some way could watch him last night and not come away with a feeling that the president of the United States is completely unhinged and getting worse by the day.
And that's just one of the most outrageous things I've heard this week. So joining me now with a reaction to that and more, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. All right, Charlie, there isn't any way anyone who knows Donald Trump, unless they're bought in some way, doesn't think he's totally unhinged. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I couldn't disagree more. Actually, and the American people disagree with that. He's getting more and more popular. And here's the stunning thing about the Trump presidency. Despite unprecedented media backlash and targeting, he is going against historical trends. Usually presidents get less popular in their first 18 months. He's getting more popular. In fact, he's now at 50% approval rating in the latest Rasmussen poll. And Rasmussen was the most accurate poll before the 2016 election. His approval rating with black Americans was 13% a year ago. Now it's at 29%. Hispanic approval rating is up 10 points. So look, Mika, maybe in the Morning Joe circle, they all think he's unhinged, but the American people, the more of Trump that they see, the more they like.
You know, Charlie, I got to tell you, if somebody's unhinged with all the hits he's been taking, I mean, anybody else would buckle and be in a corner. This guy's out fighting the fight every day. He gets energy from this stuff.
Yes.
He really does. And who benefits from it? We do. But speaking of Madonna is suggests Donald Trump motivated her to move to Portugal. Take a listen. It's a full screen. I felt like we needed a change, and I wanted to get out of America for a minute. As you know, this is not America's finest hour. Not that leaving America makes anything different or changes anything. Charlie, what's this woman talking about?
Well, this is actually a really interesting example. We as conservatives, we remain loyal and patriotic no matter who is president of the United States.
Isn't that the
Liberals
truth?
Base their love or their lack of love of America based on whether or not their team member is president of the United States. Look, Judge, when Obama was president, I was just as loyal and committed American as I am today. It doesn't matter who's president of the United States. We believe in the idea of America. We believe in our history and our heritage and our people. Liberals like Madonna, they dismiss America if there's a Republican in the White House.
Yeah.
And that is the huge distinction going on in America. Are you thankful to be an American, or are you angry to be in America right now? And many liberals are angry when we should be pouring out our gratitude that we're able to live in this country at this time with this president. And you see Madonna as a perfect example of this.
Well, you know, sometimes I think the people who hate America so much with Donald Trump as president should rethink their address. But that's just me. All right. Kathy Griffin. She's always good for outrageous. All right. This tweet. Trump and his administration are the enemy of the American people. Charlie?
The president is the ally and the friend of the American people. And look, now let's just add some context for viewers at home that might not remember. Kathy Griffin was, about a year ago, posed a picture with a decapitated head of the president of the United States and then tried to play the victim 48
right.
hours later because she was upset. Everyone was going after her. Now, imagine for a second that a conservative did that horrific stunt with Barack Obama's head. They would have been investigated by the Secret Service.
They've been
investigated.
Nothing. Forget investigated. They'd be taken
exactly.
out of
cuffs.
Well, Charlie Kirk, the founder, executive director of Turning Point USA, a national student movement dedicated to identifying, organizing, and empowering young people to promote the principles of free markets and limited government. That is consistent with our U.S. Constitution. You've heard me talking about my impressions of Dinesh D'Souza's movie that we had a chance to see last night. I tell you, you are going to really be blessed, and it's going to educate you and help you understand what is going on in this country philosophically and ideologically. I will say this about Madonna. I'm not much of a Madonna fan, but I respect her, and I have actually more respect for her than she was willing to move out of the country. That's fine. Good for her. But meanwhile, we're here fighting the good fight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. As we've been talking about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Death of a Nation, he brings out, he answers the question, who is killing America? And it broke out this weekend. I highly recommend it. It gives you some great background as to what is happening inside the country. Those that are following the Constitution and what our founding fathers, this idea that Gerard Lomero was mentioning here recently, what a great idea this is. But it's up to we the people. We have the responsibility to fulfill the vision that our founding fathers have given to us. It is, the baton has been passed from one generation to the next, and our caution is, as our generation and the one coming up, that that baton not be dropped. And it looks like the way things are moving, again, according to these numbers that Gerard is telling us, is that there is this conservative movement that is now coming across this country, and I say just in time. Robert Spencer joins us now, the director of Jihad Watch, author of New York Times bestsellers, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam and the Crusades, and The Truth About Muhammad. His latest book is The Complete Infidel's Guide to Iran. Robert, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Just great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. I want to talk about, Osama bin Laden. We knew, at least most of us understood, that his youngest son was going to, live to avenge his father. And now this is, the information that we're getting from bin Laden's family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's clear that the bin Ladens, they raised the boy to go into the family business. And Hamza bin Laden, Osama's son, is also apparently married Muhammad Atta's daughter, the 9/11 hijacker. And so it's a big crime family now.
Wow. And so how old is he? And, give us some more indication of the signs here that are pointing that he's taking over the father or the family's business.
Well, he's in his early 20s. I think he's 24, and he's becoming increasingly visible. For many years, there were no pictures of him at all except one childhood photo from when he was 10 or 11. And now he's coming out there more and asserting his authority. It's, in a certain sense, from the twisted Al-Qaeda point of view, it's a moral authority that he has because his father was such a world-renowned jihad terrorist, it's his group, and he's laying a claim to it.
Now, you would see this as filling maybe the void with ISIS breaking up. It's metastasizing again, waiting to reinvent itself. Well, why not reinvent yourself behind the son of your former fallen leader?
Oh, yeah. As far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, it shows that they're a young, vibrant movement, which ISIS has been to a much greater degree ever since 2014. And so it's, I think it's very clear that they're hoping to capture a bit of the momentum within the jihad terror group competition.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So you're going to have to, this is going to be the man of the mountain here, you know, top of the mountain. So who's going to win that top there? ISIS leadership is going to be in direct, you know, conflict with Al-Qaeda for who's going to lead, as you say, the jihadis.
Yeah. There's always been competition between the two. ISIS came out of Al-Qaeda. It was Al-Qaeda in Iraq originally, mm-hmm. and they don't really have any serious disagreement. It's just something that the split arose as a matter of policy. Osama bin Laden, as a matter of fact, didn't think it was an opportune time to start a caliphate in Iraq. He thought it would be toppled by the Americans and that would humiliate Islam. And Donald Trump is, of course, proven incorrect about that.
Exactly.
And so Al-Qaeda has been trying to recapture the imagination of young Muslims from ISIS for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what is the prospect here as you see this playing out, Robert, with, you know, ISIS breaking up, you know, which is in a sense going to be dangerous because now you've got, we reported last week, that you've got all these former jihadis returning home, maybe to reinvent themselves, but they're going to create all kinds of havoc in, you know, in these countries to which they go back. I don't see them going back and just, you know, assimilating and becoming peaceful agents of their local community. They've kind of tucked their tail a bit to live another day to, you know, to be involved with another jihad.
You have a group that, like the Islamic State, ISIS, has explicitly declared war against the United States, the nations of Western Europe, Canada, Britain, and it repeatedly called upon Muslims in those countries to wage jihad, advances on Muslims to kill innocent civilians, and so on. These are enemy combatants. I mean, say that you had a bunch of British Nazis who went to Germany during World War II, and then they wanted to go back to Britain. They would never have been allowed back in, and these people never should have been either.
Exactly. Well, so, Robert, we're having a little bit of problem with our connection here. It's breaking up. I don't know if you moved or whatever, but I need to, you know, let's see what we can do. If it gets any worse, well, then we'll have the studio call you back because I want to make sure what you're, you know, sharing with people that they're hearing you loud and clear as to what's going on. In fact, we'll go ahead and we'll call you back and reconnect here. You know, Robert is such a resource here in helping us understand what's going on as the director of Jihad Watch. I mean, this is something that our country has ignored for many years. I mean, going back for decades, we've seen this happening, but it is a reality. And thank God for Robert Spencer and others who have been on top of this to watch what's going on and do not think, even though ISIS may be on the run, we've been in this situation before, that they're down and out. You know, this is a battle for people's minds. It is a, you know, a war that they're waging because they believe that their God has given them, you know, the full force. And, of course, for a while there, they were getting a lot of, you know, reinforcement in terms of thinking that they were on a mission for God and things were going so well. It was all in their favor. And now here it is. So they're going to, you know, reconstruct and we'll see what happens with Osama bin Laden's son, you know, now taking over the family business. Now we're reconnected with Robert. Robert, we've got about a minute left of this segment here. So I'm going to let you summarize this portion and then we'll come back and pick it up from there after the break, okay?
Sure. I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, we can hear you a lot better. Thank you.
OK. Okay, great. In any case, Al-Qaeda is very intent on continuing, and this is why Hamza has become so prominent. They consider themselves to be fighting a 1,400-year-old struggle. This is not something that started with Al-Qaeda, and it's not something that even if Al-Qaeda were to end, is going to end. It's an ongoing ideological battle that very few Americans actually realize what is all involved in it.
Exactly. And we'll pick it up from there on the other side of the break. More from Robert Spencer. He is the director of Jihad Watch right here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Give me grace when I need it. Highest stakes, 2020, now I see that. You made me feel what happened, so I can be all that I am. Give me
you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Robert Spencer continues, and we're going to be talking more about his book, The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS, which comes out tomorrow. Now, this is a comprehensive history of the role of war and terror in the spread of Islam. Now, these are the facts, Jack, okay, as we would say. It is taken for granted, even among many Washington policymakers, that Islam is fundamentally a peaceful religion, and that Islamic jihad terrorism is something relatively new, a product of the economic and political ferment of the 20th century. But in the history of jihad from Muhammad to ISIS, Islamic scholar Robert Spencer proves definitely that Islamic terror is as old as Islam itself, as old as Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, who said, "I have been made victorious through terror." Yes, that's what he said. Robert briskly traces the 1400-year war of Islamic jihadis against the rest of the world, detailing the jihad against Europe, including the 700-year struggle to conquer Constantinople, the jihad in Spain, where non-Muslims fought for another 700 years to get the jihadi invaders out of the country, and the jihad against India, where Muslim warriors and conquerors wrought unparalleled and unfathomable devastation in the name of their religion. Robert, congratulations on the book. I mean, this is going to be an excellent resource for many who are trying to understand and trying to square up, the Muslim influence, even in our country today. I mean, we're told, oh, this is a peaceful religion, and you go, wait a minute, there are parts of the Quran clearly that do not speak of peace, and I wouldn't want anybody to tell me as a Christian that I needed to take some pages out of the Bible in order to be compatible with their culture, and I'm not asking for Muslims to do that with the Quran.
Well, Bill, you're absolutely right. There are violent passages of the Quran, and they're violent passages of the Bible. They're a little bit different because in the Quran they are open-ended and universal commands to wage war against unbelievers, and there's nothing like that in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But it is true also that, as I show in the book, Muslims for 1,400 years have been waging jihad against unbelievers. And so why do we think it's going to be different in the United States now? Obviously, we have many peaceful Muslims here, but there have always been jihadis among the peaceful Muslims, like the two from the Islamic Community Center of Phoenix, who attacked our free speech event in Garland, Texas, a few years back. The Muslim in Philadelphia who shot 8 times point blank a police officer, and he was a member in good standing of his mosque, and so on. The Boston Marathon bombers were members of the Islamic Society of Boston. The Islamic jihadis move in and among the peaceful Muslim communities and hold to the same ideology that has fueled this warfare for 1,400 years. We have to be aware of that as a possibility and protect against it.
Robert, I've maintained, with all consideration, when young people are raised in the faith of Islam, they are conditionalized. I remember, being raised as a Catholic. There was a general mantra that said, give me a child as a Catholic to the age of 7, he'll be a Catholic for the rest of his life. So that's pretty profound. And I got to think there's similarities there with people who have been raised in the Islam religion and faith, that you've got these madrasas, these schools that have trained these kids. I mean, we've seen videos of, 5-year-olds, their graduation ceremony that is pretty shocking to watch them, act like they're in a war, a combatant situation, the things that they have to say about Jews and that. I mean, it's like, whoa, this is a 5-year-old. What is this 5-year-old going to be, with this kind of indoctrination come, 20 years later or maybe 15 years later?
Yeah, absolutely. And yet this indoctrination starts practically at birth. Mm-hmm. And it's not just among the Palestinians, but we also saw the same kind of corruption of children in ISIS. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, of course, they think is a meritorious thing to do on the same principle that you enunciated. It gives the first 7 years and the child's character is formed.
Right. Well, and then, you know, here it is in our country. I mean, oh, well, let's go back before we even come to the United States. Look what's happening in London. Look what's happening in Germany. These open borders and people who do not, they're not coming to assimilate. They're not coming to add to the idea of the German culture or the British culture. And America's idea is much more defined, but they're not coming to do that. They're coming to change it and to fundamentally change, you know, what America stands for. We've already seen this happen in other countries where there's been this infiltration of this kind of thought. And you know, it's not like they get into communities. Is, you know, that old saying, you know, birds of a feather flock together. They huddle together, and they out of that community, then they go in and impose themselves. According to another scholar friend of mine, who said that with each growing percentage, they become more and more politically involved, and they begin to take over the culture.
Well, this is absolutely right. The fact is that the Quran says to Muslims, you are the best of people on earth, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. It's chapter 3, verse 110. And it's really on that basis that you have this the migrant influx into Europe. Many of the Muslims who are coming in believe that they're the best of people because they know what's right and what's wrong, and the infidels don't. And so they don't have any respect for the laws and customs of the societies to which they're coming, and are intent ultimately on replacing those laws and customs with the Islamic law. And so this is just inevitably going to create conflict the more of these migrants that one brings in.
So let's come to the United States. We have in many parts of our country today, Muslims are running for political office. So how do we square that up when they go to take their oath of office that says, so help me God, that they're there to defend and protect the ideals of this American idea? When what do they have their fingers crossed?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. Not literally, but I don't think that they're sincere. Not necessarily all of the Muslim candidates, but nonetheless, you take a guy like Keith Ellison, the vice chair of the DNC and the first Muslim congressman from Minnesota, Democrat, and he accepted $13,000 a few years back from a Muslim Brotherhood organization to go on the pilgrimage to Mecca. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood is dedicated, in its own words, according to a captured internal document, to eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house. Now, nobody seems to care about that or have any concerns about Ellison on that basis. But really, what better way to do that if you wanted to do it than to get elected to office and advocate for policies that weaken the nation?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know that under the Barack Obama administration, there was a strong influence. People have argued whether or not Barack Obama is Muslim. I say regardless, only God knows his heart. But certainly policies, things that were done, you know, even in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, his half-brother, were very advantageous. So, you could easily argue that he was, whether or not he's Muslim, he was very pro-Muslim with his administration and the things that he supported, was he not?
Oh, no doubt about that, yes. Everything he did was to strengthen Islamic State. And remember that the one big national uprising he didn't support was in Iran, that would have toppled an Islamic State.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, your book is available tomorrow. Tell everybody how they can get their hands on it, The History of Jihad.
It's at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and tomorrow it should be at every self-respecting bookstore.
Well, there it is. And, of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, because we're self-respecting, Robert. I want you to know that, okay? Robert Spencer, the director of Jihad Watch and author of History of Jihad from Muhammad to ISIS, available tomorrow. Make sure you get your hands on it. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Visitors to an Indonesian island known for tourism are desperately trying to get out of that area following the second powerful earthquake in a week, hitting the island of Lombok near Bali. Last week's quake killed 17. Yesterday's quake killed 90.
Yeah, I just want to get out somewhere safe, somewhere I know where I'm not going to be at risk of natural disasters, and whatever it takes, really.
Yesterday's quake measured a magnitude 7.0. The death toll now up to 7, including 2 firefighters in the Carr Fire in Northern California, as a utility worker was killed yesterday. The U.S. is, before the day is over, expected to reimpose sanctions against Iran after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement earlier this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season you are getting me.
Bill Martinez,
live. I'll tell you, if that doesn't get you up in the morning, being more grateful, just, you know, thinking about that, counting every blessing, how good God has been to us. That is awesome. I appreciate that. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about health care and the fact that older Americans, this is a fact, are using more health care, but have fewer unpaid medical bills. Here to tell us more about it is the American Enterprise Institute healthcare expert, Ben Ippolito. He, along with the co-authors Michael Batty and Krista Gibbs, have analyzed the credit records of over 4 million Americans to better understand who carries medical debt in the U.S. Ben, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Tell us about this report. Okay. Older Americans, as I said, use more health care, but they're paying for it.
Yeah, it's somewhat surprising, I think, at first glance. Like you say, older Americans use a lot more health care. And when we say a lot, I mean, this difference is stark. Older Americans in, say, their 60s are going to use something on the order of about 5 times as much health care as someone in their late 20s. But what we showed, like you said, is that they're not the people that are actually racking up all this medical debt. In fact, people in their late 20s and early 30s are literally twice as likely to have an unpaid bill actually sent to a collections agency from a healthcare provider. And so it raises a lot of questions about why might this actually be happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is it? Is it just that the invincible generation at that age says, I got plenty of time to pay that bill, or I shouldn't be paying it? Because especially I would think today, you know, we've got this entitlement mindset, you know, where we've had a culture that's been bombarded with free health care, supposedly under Obamacare. And, you know, people just cannot seem to understand, especially the younger folks, that you know, it's that old saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, there's certainly elements of truth in that, I think. So one part of it is just, you know, things like there's less insurance coverage amongst people who are in their 20s than people in their 60s. Mm-hmm. But there's also this other element of medical debt actually kind of looks a little different than other debt. So what you see actually is a lot of people, they'll pay off just about every other debt they have mm-hmm. before they pay off this medical bill from a provider they saw, you know, last year. And so there is some element of, you know, I put it this way, there's some portion of the population that looks at this kind of debt and says, eh, that's pretty low priority to me.
Right. Well, they're out of pain, right? They don't need it. You know, but if they need to go back to the doctors, then it might be a bit of a priority because the doc is going to say, hey, look at, you know, I didn't get your payment.
So you're exactly right, but you got to think about the dynamics here, right? So suppose you're somebody who's close to the edge, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't pay your electricity bill, lights go out.
Right.
If you don't pay the car payment, you get the car repossessed. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay the doctor you saw 2 years ago, well, just go to a different doctor next time.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so if you're in an area where there are different people, it's entirely plausible that's part of the story.
Yeah, and the other thing is the only recourse some of these doctors have in these medical professions is, you know, you get dinged on your credit rating, and, you know, and it's fine up until the point you need to go buy a house, and then all of a sudden you got all these doctor bills that you haven't paid for, so now you're in a mad scramble.
Well, and so the interesting thing is that if you look at this whole credit issue, one of the things that's happened over time is that there's actually, you know, medical debts on your credit report have become less and less important, in part because people will lobby and say, well, geez, wait a minute. You know, if you're not paying your credit card bill, that seems to tell me more than just, you know, you happen to get in a car accident. So moving forward, actually, a lot of the credit agencies are using medical debt even less. So it's entirely possible, you know, if consumers know that, boy, that makes it even less costly if you're not going to pay this bill.
Exactly. Well, then, and what is the attitude of, well, these doctors make enough money so they don't need you to pay your bill, or some it somehow is of less priority because their perception of, you know, these doctors that just, you know, he's driving a Mercedes and you're putting around in a VW. So
it's certainly possible. What I can tell you is when you look at the data, the story is clear, and it certainly seems to be the case that medical debts are seen differently than other kind of debts. And so, you know, it might be that story, it might be something else, but it certainly has a tinge of something along those lines.
Well, as the report says, Ben, as you wrote about, medical debt is common, first of all. So because it's so common, it's like, okay, we all have our stories. So in 2016, about 16% of consumer credit reports included at least one unpaid medical bill that had been sent to a collection agency, either from that year or a previous year, on which $81 billion total was owed. I mean, you and I could have a good living on $81 billion. You think?
And it's important to keep in mind, that's only, you know, this is one clear important measure of medical debt. We're not even counting all of the medical debt that's in existence. So, for instance, if you have a hospital bill where the hospital agrees to put you on a payment plan for a long time, or you put it on a credit card and you know, don't pay that balance off, that doesn't even include, the $81 billion doesn't even include that yet. So it's incredibly common, like you say. In fact, if you look at people in their 20s, in 2016, one in 10 people that were in their late 20s had a medical bill go to collection, which I think is just an astounding number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. One in 10, you say?
One in 10. And
wow.
What's interesting about this debt is when you hear people, especially politicians, talk about this issue, Senator Warren is one of the big people who pay attention to this issue. She often talks about very large bills.
Mm-hmm.
And very large bills, tens of thousands of dollars, are the kind of thing that I think most people agree, you know, we really want insurance to try and avoid those. But
right.
That's not common. If you look at these bills, the average, if you add up all the bills people accrue within a year, it's under $600.
Wow.
And so it speaks to this question of, is this really just a medical or healthcare issue, or is this something a little broader? Maybe this is a broader personal finance issue.
Yeah, this is a bad attitude. This is a bad attitude issue. You know, that you feel somehow you're entitled to get free medical care some way or another, or you're figuring out that maybe Elizabeth Warren and the other progressives are going to find a way to exonerate that along with your tuition debt, right?
Well, you know, if that's your attitude, you're not too far off with medical debt, because that is the way things are trending. It does seem to be that there's an appetite to reduce the importance of medical debt on a credit record, for instance. And so, you know, you could say for a lot of these people, you might argue that they're making a very rational decision. Hey, mm-hmm. If this is only going to ding me a couple points on my credit record and I'm pretty tight on my finances, hey, I'd rather keep the lights on. You know,
exactly.
Maybe that makes sense for somebody. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, well, I get it. I mean, we've all been there, and you know, where we've tried to make this work. And for me personally, I operate my health care a little bit differently. I go out and negotiate my deals directly with doctors, so I don't get into these situations. I have catastrophic insurance, so in that time, which I needed some catastrophic support, I was able to do that. But I understand not everybody can consider that it is a necessity, and that you've got to do the right thing, especially when you have a family. I mean, I had kids, I had to make sure that this stuff was handled, but I didn't need, I really, when I did the math, after, spending, $1,200 a month and realizing, after all that money at the end of the year, $14,000, we were, by the grace of God, a pretty healthy family. So, four appointments, four doctor appointments, maybe six at the max a year, that's maybe, even at a high visitation rate of $200, that's $1,200, versus $14,000. So we thought it was better to deal directly with the doctors, and, we negotiated because we were paying cash. And, as they say, fast pay makes for fast friends. But, in this particular issue that you're dealing with here, it's quite interesting to see that even though older people are utilizing the services, they're paying. And interestingly, that the 20-somethings are, this has to have an effect on the cost of health insurance, does it? Or does it not? Or medical care?
Sure.
People not paying their bills?
Your comment even speaks to a broader issue, which is, there's a lot of people looking around saying, geez, we're paying a lot of money for health insurance.
Exactly.
Is it really worth what we're getting out of it? And, of course, this plays a part, right?
Exactly. Well, Ben, we got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Ben Ippolito, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Bullying and cyberbullying are at an all-time high, with nearly 1 out of 4 U.S. students having been bullied. To help erase bullying for good, Pilot partnered for the fourth year with Stomp Out Bullying, the nation's leading bullying and cyberbullying prevention organization. The initiative aims to raise awareness and ensure parents, educators, and students have access to valuable resources. Pilot is donating 10 cents of every specially marked package of Friction Clicker erasable gel ink pens purchased during back to school. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert and mom.
Bullying can have severe consequences for our children, but there are ways we can help. Encourage your children to seek help from trusted adults and stand up for themselves and others, being upstanders rather than bystanders.
For students who are helping to erase bullying or making a difference in their communities in another way, Pilot is sponsoring the 2018 G2 Overachievers Grant. For more information, visit helperasebullying.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us and sharing a part of your day with us. We appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. We're working hard to deliver the truth, no matter where it leads, from a biblical worldview. And that's our commitment to you. And we're thankful that we're able to bring on these experts that they're, you know, they're really very intelligent people that go deep in their discipline and lay out the facts. You know, we trust that you're smart enough to figure this out, and we will continue on this mission, you know, for the good of the good of this country and the good for you and your families. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bob Walaszewski, Director of Media and Culture and PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family, is here with us. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Mr. Bill Martinez, doing
hey.
Great.
Hey, I like it when you put on your FM, your early FM, you know, disc jockey voice there, you know? Yeah, I like that. Hey, real quick before we get in, because I know we want to talk Christopher Robin and another movie that I had down that I know that we will talk about.
It is called The Darkest Minds.
The
two I'd love to highlight. So.
Okay. Mission Impossible
Fallout, by the way, grabbed the number one spot, even over Disney's Christopher Robin. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess
we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, I wanted to talk about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, A Death of a Nation. Did you have a chance to see that?
I have not seen it. And here's the rub for us. I saw his last one. I forget the title. But we don't do anything with it because we work incredibly hard on political issues to remain very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And Dinesh has a habit of being partisan. And, you know, there's no problem with that as far as putting out a piece. piece, but there is a problem for plugged in reviewing it, and so we've just kind of steered away from it. I may still go see it myself, but I haven't yet.
I'll pay for your ticket. Take the wife with you.
You saw it.
Mona and I saw it. We were just greatly impressed with it. I think because, and I understand, you know, how people can feel politically about Dinesh's perspective. But what he did was something I think has been lacking and needed for a long time, and that is for people to understand the underlying and conflicting ideologies in this country. That you have the founding fathers that believe that we, the people, you know, should run the government. We're doing something quite innovative as opposed to being run, as Bill Federer was reported, you know, historically, being run by despots and kings and pharaohs and that. It's like, okay, we're going to have the people actually rule. And we're taking the pyramid structure of organizations and we're turning it upside down and putting the people on top as opposed to a ruling class. And so people being who we are in our natural instincts, after all, you had the children of Israel, you know, being led by God. God was their king. And they said, we want somebody we can touch and feel. We don't want the God of the universe, right?
David.
Let's kick this guy out of here. You know, forget about God. You know, bring us somebody like us in human flesh. So God says, okay, you know, I'll give you Saul. But keep in mind, this is what's going to happen, you know, when you make this decision.
Not my first choice for you. But I'll give you my second choice.
Yeah, exactly. So, but know beforehand, all this is going to happen. Basically, the tithe that you were giving to God is going to go to the king, and he's not even going to be satisfied with the tithe, right? He's going to want more. He's going to want your kids. He's going to want all your resources, all this stuff. But they said, hey, bring it on anyway. That's what we want. And so there's something about our humanity that takes us in that direction. Now we have the founding fathers who come together and they've got a clean sheet of paper and said, okay, hey, if you're going to construct a government, what would be the best way to do it? And so you get Jefferson and all these intellects that study the world and, you know, obviously studied the Bible and said, wow, this is something unique. This is an idea here. And so no sooner did that idea come in, of course, than if you want to say Satan, but antithetical forces come in to say, okay, I mean, clearly Satan in his cunning and those antithetical forces in their cunning realize that, hey, we can't overtly attack it, but what we'll do is we'll undermine it. And so this has been going on for a long time, and this is all part of the progressive movement. He's done a great job in doing all the research for it to take people through this process, and even to the point of how, and this is the part that can be a little bit political, and I understand because my wife and I were talking about this, is that this is going to be hard for some Democrats who are so ideologically fixed to, you know, to have history hit them in the face in much the same way that Israel, you know, woke up one day and said, wow, here's God's law. We've really messed up here. You know, let's tear our clothes. Let's, you know, we're toast. We have messed up. We deserve all this judgment on us. And I think that, you know, in a some sort of small way, maybe Democrats are going to realize that their party has been hijacked. And, you know, that this is not the intent of the core of the Democratic Party. But that there has been this progressive and now socialist movement that is trying to turn that, you know, that pyramid upside down to where you have the elite on top and you've got, the minions on Main Street, the forgotten man and woman on the bottom.
In his last film, and I forget the title of it, you might remember, Bill, but he did a very similar thing and basically said, you know, be a Democrat if you want to, but if you believe that that slavery started with Republicans, you're wrong. And then he traced the history of slavery in the United States, showing in the Ku Klux Klan, and showed all the ties to the Democratic Party. And he says, you know, people don't realize, you know, where it was rooted and where it came from. But you know, make your own decision.
Exactly.
So,
well, that
anyway,
movie.
And by
that
the way,
that movie was tough. It was
this playing off the title "Birth of a Nation."
Yes, right.
Which
exactly.
Was, a silent movie back in, I think, around 1915 that was very racially, very biased.
Well, it's what gave rise to the Ku Klux Klan, and it was it was actually a movie that was played in the White House. And,
yes.
You know, and so you had the ruling class going, hey, we got to cheer this on. And, of course, it was Democratic leadership at the time. The movie you were talking about previously was 2016, Obama's America. And so, yes, that, you know, it was a hot topic. And because it was focused on the former president, it was uncomfortable. But Death of a Nation lays out the facts. And maybe, I think for Republicans, it will give them a chance to, you know, recenter and say, okay, all right, this is what we're fighting for. And in light of what we're, you know, an earlier guest said that we have this conservative movement that is now coming upon this country where, again, you know, religious liberties are being restored and things that have been consistent with our founding principles are starting to come to the forefront. And this is what, you know, progressives and why they're so shocked with what, you know, Donald Trump is doing. Anyway, let's enough on Death of a Nation. I highly recommend it. You will be
blessed.
Well,
by the way, Death of a Nation made $2 million over the weekend on mm-hmm. in 1,000 screens. So
right.
they had a lot of screens in the U.S. and it did fairly well.
Right.
So and I've heard Dinesh speak, I think, three times.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Obama film that you mentioned. And I've read one of his books. Again, the title escapes me. What a scholar! What a mm-hmm. scholar! A man of Indian descent, he seems to know more about about the Constitution and our founding fathers than probably 95% of us in this country. And
kind of amazing, you know, when you have people who immigrate into this country, how they embrace the Constitution more so than us who were born into it. I mean, many of us probably could not even pass the test that new citizens take. You know, we've done this from time to time here on the show, the things that they must know in order to become citizens. And you go, wow, as a citizen, did you know that? You know, so, you know, pretty
yeah.
academic. But anyway, let's talk Christopher Robin here. We've got a couple minutes, so we're going to have to be in fast speed here.
Okay, fast speed mode. Disney's Christopher Robin, $25 million over the weekend. Boy, I like this film. And Bill, I went into the screening assuming that I would probably like it for kids' sake, but not for adults' sake. It'd be one of those movies that I tongue in cheek say, well, you know, bring a book and a flashlight to the theater, and while your kids are enjoying the movie,
right.
you'll have something to do. And I say that, you know, often when there's some kind of a movie that I don't like, a Teen Titans, you know, let's face it, it just really didn't ring my bell, but it was okay for kids. But what surprised me was how much I personally like this film and how I really think the target audience is dads, not kids. Kids will like it,
right.
but dads could really relate because we have an older Christopher Robin who's forgotten about his Winnie the Pooh pals and Tigger and Eeyore and whatever. All that to say, 4.5 out of 5, great, great, great little film.
Excellent. Darkest Minds.
Got 10 seconds or so?
Yeah, we got 30, 40 seconds.
Okay. Well, The Darkest Minds was another film that came out, PG-13, based on a young adult novel series by the same title. And what a waste of time. What a waste of time. The only thing I can say is I'm glad it didn't do very well because it was definitely setting up the second film. And there may not be a second film now because of how poorly it did. But it just wasn't entertaining. It was, it imagined a dystopian world where 90% of the teens and kids were dead and the 10% that were left were like X-Men, superhuman. You know, they could blow fire out of their mouths, some of them, and get in other people's head. It was just too weird for me. And so.
Off to DVD. As quickly as possible. Robert Walaszewski. Bob, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Omega.